once again, that's like the least of my worries. Being alone in a massive city and not being able to hear just sounds like my worst nightmare. So if you're deaf and you've been looking for a sign to learn ASL, this is it. And it's those on-call ones where you have to call every day to see if you have to go the next day. And I don't always do that well on the phone, because I can't always hear that well. And government agencies are very mean to me. I'm not going to lie. They are very, very mean to me about my hearing loss. I have traumas with things like that from the past. I don't do well on the phone always. It really, really depends. Even if my hearing aids are connected to my phone, sometimes, depending on someone else's phone, it can still be really, really, really difficult, and I might not be able to communicate very effectively or very well over the phone. So that's a whole nother anxiety about this whole thing. And I don't like doing things wrong. I like to do things the right way, in any way that I can. And I don't know if, you know, they will allow me to just, like, have my husband on the call with me. Just have somebody else to, like, you know, make sure that I'm hearing everything correctly. Because I'm so scared of mishearing something that someone from the government is telling me on the phone. Just, the anxiety is just overwhelming. You know, this is a very vulnerable video. Sorry for dumping it on you. I just could hear.